Random House Audio presents The Fox Effect, How Roger Ailes Turned a Network into a Propaganda Machine, by David Brock, Ari Rabin-Hoft, and Media Matters for America. Read for you by Bob Dunsworth. Introduction. Not necessarily the news. It is their MO to undermine the administration and to undermine Democrats. They're a propaganda outfit, but they call themselves news. A former Fox employee. On August 2, 2009, on board the six-star luxury liner, Crystal Serenity, somewhere in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, Fox News' Washington, D.C. managing editor, Bill Salmon, rose to address supporters of Hillsdale College, a conservative institution located just over 100 miles west of Detroit. His audience had paid between $11,800 and $37,600 per couple to listen to an all-star lineup of conservative journalists and scholars as they traveled from Venice to Athens via Istanbul. Salmon was the featured speaker. He began with some joking remarks, speculating that conservative political consultant Mary Matlin, who was on board the ship simply on vacation, might have mischievously arranged to have her husband, liberal James Carville, along to save his ideological soul. Then Salmon made a startling admission. You know, speaking of mischief, last year, candidate Barack Obama stood on a sidewalk in Toledo, Ohio, and first let it slip to Joe the plumber that he wanted to, quote, spread the wealth around. At that time, I have to admit that I went on TV, on Fox News.